Anyone who has endured a Canadian winter appreciates the power of the sun as a controller of climate. As the northern hemisphere of the Earth tilts away from the sun in the fall, less solar energy strikes the Earth and winter starts. The reverse occurs in the spring. The amount of energy released by the sun is variable, a factor that directly influences climate. The 11-year sunspot cycle is a familiar example of how the sun's energy output changes. At the peak of a sunspot cycle, more solar energy reaches Earth. Variations in the duration of sunspot cycles affect climate. In fact, throughout the last century, there has been a close relationship between overall global temperature changes and variations in the length of the sunspot cycle. Several longer climate cycles have been identified that are related to solar output as well. The greenhouse effect also has an important influence on Earth's climate. A balance between the amount of incoming solar radiation and the amount reflected back to space maintains the temperature of our planet. Clouds, aerosols, and various gases in the atmosphere trap the reflected radiation from the surface, causing a natural greenhouse effect on the Earth, making the planet habitable. Without the greenhouse effect, the global ambient temperature would be minus 18 degrees Celsius, an ice house world. Atmospheric greenhouse gases comprise less than 0.1% of the air. These gases include carbon dioxide, as well as the most important one, water vapor. Water vapor comprises 99% of the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The amount of water vapor in the atmosphere has the most significant influence on global temperature of any greenhouse gas. For example, during the large El Niño of 1997-98, global temperature rapidly spiked by almost 1 degree Celsius for a few months. This was caused by increased evaporation of warm surface waters in the Pacific Ocean, which temporarily raised the amount of water vapor in the atmosphere. CO2 is at best a minor contributor to global climate change. The proportion of CO2 in the atmosphere has varied significantly over geologic time. During most of the last 500 million years, CO2 levels have been much higher than today, up to 18 times higher. The percentage of CO2 in the atmosphere above the Antarctic ice cap for the last 150,000 years has been measured in air bubbles enclosed in long ice cores. Over this interval, the variations have closely paralleled the temperature record. However, CO2 concentrations rose and peaked several hundred years after temperatures did. These results indicate that climate change drives CO2 changes, not the other way around. Temperature changes affect the carbon cycle, which then produces fluctuations in atmospheric CO2. During the last 300 years, atmospheric CO2 concentrations have risen from 275 parts per million to around 360 parts per million due to fossil fuel burning and deforestation. The increase in CO2 levels, while clearly linked to post-World War II industrialization, cannot be linked to global warming. Many climate models incorrectly assume that CO2 is a major climate driver. This may partially explain why these models have consistently failed to reproduce past and present climate changes, and why the predictions of future climate changes are suspect.